Welcome to Maseches Bava Kama, Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 10, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins. Haimer lechavera, if someone says to his friend, Gizalticha, I stole something from you. Hilvisani, I borrowed money from you. Hifkadada etzli, you left an item for safekeeping. Ve'ini yodea im hechzarti lachim lechzart lach. But I'm unsure if I actually returned to you the stolen item, if I returned to you the money that I borrowed or the item that I was watching. Says the Mishnah, Chayev l'shalim, he's obligated to pay. Because since the other fellow is saying, yes, you still owe me money, and he himself is saying, I know that I borrowed money from you, I just don't know if I paid, the halacha is ein safek maitzimi de vadai. If a person is in doubt, well, his claim is definitely not stronger than someone who has a sure and concrete claim that you owe me money. However, if let's say his friend didn't come over to him and say, give me back the object that you stole from me, or give me back the money that I lent, he himself just comes in and says that I stole something, or I borrowed something, or you left something by me for safekeeping, I just don't remember if I returned it, by the actual letter of the law, he does not have to pay. However, if he wants to make sure that he fulfills his obligation, even b'dinei shamayim, even in the laws of heaven, then he should make it good and he should pay. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, im amar lo, let's say the fellow, who's the thief, the borrower, or the watchman says, eini yodea im gzalticha, I don't even know if I stole, im hilvisani, if I borrowed, im ifkadata etzli, if you left the object by me, I'm not even sure if that ever happened. Then pater milashalim, he doesn't have to pay. However, Mara teaches us he does have to make a shvua, he does have to swear that he doesn't know. Because if not, every person that comes over and says, you stole something from me, or you owe me money, you'll just say, ein yodea, I don't know, and you'll be scot-free. So every person has to make a shvua, he has to swear, take an oath, that actually he doesn't know. Let's see one more, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. Somebody that steals one sheep from a large flock. And now the owner finds out, he realizes, he counts his sheep, and he realizes he's missing one sheep. However, the thief had remorse, and he returned the sheep back to the flock, but he never told the owner anything. And then that particular sheep dies, or it's stolen. The thief is obligated, he's responsible to pay for it. Because since he never notified the owner that he had returned the sheep, that's not considered a hashava. That's not considered like he actually returned it. Still considered in the property or jurisdiction of the ganav, of the thief. And therefore the halacha is, he's obligated to pay for it if something happens to it. Says the Mishnah, however, lo yadu habaylum lo yvidayim nas lo bechazarasai. Let's say the original owner never even realized that it was stolen, and he certainly didn't realize that it was returned. Umanuas hatsayin. And after the thief returned the sheep, the owner counts his sheep, and he has exactly the right amount. He has the entire flock. Ushleimahi, and that sheep is fine, it's healthy. Then putter, in that situation, the thief is putter from paying if the animal is stolen or it dies. Because once the owner counts it, it's as if the animal, the sheep, is back in the flock. It's returned to where it's supposed to be. And therefore the halacha is, the thief will not have to pay anymore. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.